The Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series starts on Saturday and coming to Grand Junction for the first time. It's the early 90s. The College of Southern Idaho, the Golden Eagles, come to town as the Western District champions. And with us, their coach, Boomer Walker. Boomer, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I couldn't be any better. Thank you for having me.
I imagine you guys are still pinching yourselves after winning the Western District title and your first trip to Grand Junction since 93.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, our kids have fought hard, as all the teams have, to get to this point. And, you know, we're just going to, you know, relish and enjoy it and get on a bus and get to Grand Junction as quick as we can.
And for you, of course, the ties with Southern Idaho run extremely deep. Your dad, Skip Walker, legendary coach there, was the coach of the team when they won it in 1984. You were the bat boy when the Golden Eagles won it in 1984, and now you bring the team to Grand Junction.
Kind of a cool story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was fortunate enough to come to Grand Junction the first time in 1975 when I was 4 years old, and to come back in 2018 as the head coach of the program is just special for, you know, our family. So this is a very cool deal.
What do you remember when you were 12 years old as the bat boy? What are some of the memories of your dad's team winning it all that year?
Well, one of the first things that comes to mind is Wayne Graham was the coach of San Jacinto, Texas at that time, a legendary Hall of Fame coach, Wayne Graham, and he had made a statement on the radio the day of the championship game and said that his team was going to cruise to victory. And I remember, you know, my dad telling me, like, you don't ever say anything like that because you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I think, you know, he had a great, great team, obviously, but that was just a little extra fuel to the fire. And then I remember, Doug Butler was the pitcher who got the final out. And I just went crazy, running around the field. And I got to do a radio broadcast on the field right after the game at 12. And just an amazing, amazing experience for a kid. And it's something that I thought of often. We have a video that we keep here in our clubhouse that we watch all the time. And it's just something I remember all the time. And so it's just one of those special experiences that you'll never forget.
Southern Idaho head coach Boomer Walker joining us in the program today. Your dad, Skip, is held in a lot of reverence around these parts by baseball people, Boomer. And obviously, Chris Hanks, who coaches at CMU, is the 88 MVP of the Junior College World Series for your dad. And I know that that your dad played a real significant role in kind of shaping Chris Hanks as a man, but also as a baseball coach as well. Sadly, for the Mavericks, you and I talked yesterday. Mesa lost to Kingsville yesterday, so they're on the bus coming back home. So Chris will be here for the JUCO World Series to cheer you guys on. But
definitely bittersweet. We'd have rather had the Mavs, playing for a national championship of their own. But it'll definitely be great to see Chris, and my dad will be, you know, coming down along with my mom and my two sons. And Chris has been special to my dad and to CSI. Not because, I mean, obviously he was an amazing player, but a tremendous person, and those two have never lost touch over the years, and they're very, very close. And so to have the opportunity to have all of us, back together there in Grand Junction is a very cool deal for sure.
Boomer, how's your dad shaped you as a coach?
You know what, Jim, I think he's taught me a lot about that it's way more than baseball. It's about, you know, kids and trying to be a positive influence in their life and having some structure and a little discipline and, you know, making it more about, their goal of being a college graduate than it is about being a Major League Baseball player. And I think over the years, just trying to be a positive influence on them to make their lives better. And that's something that I remember, you know, that he's taught me, you know, in my own life and then all his players. And over the years, having players come back and when they're talking to him, the stuff about baseball is very minimal. It's about the relationship and, you know, thanking them for, you know, teaching them about, you know, certain aspects of life or forcing them to maybe, you know, do well in school even when they didn't want to, and they're so happy that they persevered on that side. Our program really hasn't changed. And for myself, it's not an easy deal following a legend, especially in a small town. It's difficult. And it's something that I think I shied away from and tried to be too much of my own person, you know, there for a few years. Now as I've gotten a little bit older and wiser, I guess, I opened my ears a little bit more. And my dad and I are unbelievably close. We always have been. But, I wanted to do this thing on my own, in my own way. And some of that stubbornness probably affected, our success on the field for a few years. But, you know, it's just we've just kind of gotten back to recruiting the kids that maybe aren't the best players, but the ones that want to play and want to, move on in school and be good people. It's worked out. It's starting to work out for us. We really felt like this was the turning year for us. It just ended up being a very special year because of the people we have on our team, not the talent we have on our team.
College of Southern Idaho coach Boomer Walker joining us on the program today. The Golden Eagles winning the Western District title, coming to Grand Junction for the first time since 1993, able to beat Arizona Western 4-3. Winning the West is never easy, Boomer. And so I know this was a challenging district tournament for your baseball team. But a guy in Travis Bohall really kind of stepped up, didn't he? He wasn't having a particularly great offensive year, but hits a big home run for you in one game and then comes up with a huge base knock to get you guys past Arizona Western. He, you know, could have very, very easily been your most valuable player and probably was in that dugout for the Golden Eagles.
Well, Trav's probably one, if not the most respected guys on the team because of who he is. He's a special kid. He's a 4.0 student. He never talks about himself. He never gets too high. He never gets too low. And so for him to be in those situations, it was kind of funny because he tries too hard at times. And he was struggling early in that game. And after his fourth at bat, he just didn't look comfortable. He just didn't look right. And I just went up to him and I said, Trav, I go, these guys can't get you out. I said, you're just too good. They can't get you out. I said, you're getting yourself out right now. I said, don't let them get you out, or don't get yourself out. And I said, then everything will come, everything will be fine. And you could just kind of see him relax a little bit. And those last two at-bats were typical Travis Bohall. That guy, even the poor year we had last year, every big hit that we got was him. He's in the middle of every rally we have this year. And when people say they didn't have an unbelievable offensive year, he really did. Just being at the top of our order for every game, finding a way to get on base, finding a way to make unbelievable plays in the outfield. We have guys that may have better numbers that look on paper. But I think if you ask any guy on our team that when Trav goes, we go type deal. So, I'm just super excited for him. And definitely he's earned the right to be in those situations and to have success there.
Yeah, Bohall hit .341 for you this year. Second in runs scored was 60. I mean, you're right about that, Boomer. I mean, he might have had some struggles in that Western District tournament early on, but certainly has had a solid season. But the guy that really leads the way for you is the SWAC Player of the Year, Hayden Latham, which 77 RBI, 7 home runs, 77 hits on the season, which Travis Bohall also had 77 hits. Latham's really been a guy that's been a key offensive catalyst for your ball club.
Sometimes you just luck into things. Hayden Latham is a walk-on kid from a small town in eastern Idaho. Just chose to come to CSI. you know, we knew what kind of person he was. We didn't get an opportunity to ever see him play in a game. We saw him in a camp, and you know, he got here. He had his very best friend growing up committed suicide at the end of the high school season last year, and for Hayden, that just turned up his motivation level even higher. And the guy is a consummate pro, very mature, and he just carries himself like he's been playing this game at a high level forever. And he's got a tremendous family, and, you know, the guy just shows up, and he's another guy that if he's 4-for-4 or 0-for-4, you have no idea if you're sitting in the stands. I mean, he's got a smile on his face. He loves to play. He's a great teammate, and, you know, I think those attributes, along with the talent he does have, has allowed him to just have an unbelievable season for us.
College of Southern Idaho coach Boomer Walker joining us today on the team. JUCO World Series starts on Saturday on the team JUCO Network. From a pitching standpoint, a couple of arms, Boomer, have really been strong for you. Dylan Steele, 11 wins, 11-1 in the season. Also a very good year for Mason Foltz, 12-2 with a 3.07 ERA. Those have been kind of the go-to arms for you in your rotation.
Yeah, no question. Dylan and Mason both are sophomore guys. You know, neither of them had a start in our program coming into this season. Dylan threw very little last year, and Mason was a reliever for us last year. And coming into this year, you know, they were bound and determined to lead our pitching staff and have done it from the first day of the fall and have been consistent in their work and their attitudes. And then, you know, they've had tremendous years. You get 23 wins out of two guys, you're going to have a good year. And, you know, those guys have definitely set the tone for us and, you know, I think allowed, you know, some of the other less experienced guys on our staff to relax a little bit because, you know, we're usually going in, we play four games in a conference weekend and we're usually going into Saturday because of the success of those two guys. We're usually going into Saturday and we're up 2-0 in the series. And that just, you know, takes a huge weight off your shoulders as the, you know, third, fourth, fifth guys are getting their opportunities to throw on Saturday. So, yeah, they've thrown unbelievably great. They're both very competitive kids, and they just have kind of taken a hold and you know, just led this staff the entire year.
Golden Eagles head coach Boomer Walker joining us on the team. You open up with Temple on Saturday, Boomer, at 9 o'clock, so you have the early game on Saturday. The Temple situation, I know you're probably aware of it with the Southwestern District and the double forfeit that happened with Cisco and McLennan. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a weird situation, but still a Temple ball club with Craig McMurtry that, you know, comes in here. You know, they're another season they felt like it was over, then they find out it's not, and so they're kind of playing with house money, right, making the Junior College World Series.
I'll tell you what, that's scary, too, because when you think you're done and then you get a reprieve, holy smokes, you know, I think that's got to be just unbelievably exciting for his group. And you know, we knew whoever came out of that region, if we were fortunate to come out of ours, was going to be, you know, a tough matchup. And even, you know, if they were the 3 seed and, you know, coming out of there, that's still a heck of a tough region to get through, and they're going to be a very talented club, I would imagine. You know, as growing up my whole life, been an Atlanta Braves fan, you know, Craig McMurtry, you know, threw for them for a lot of years, and so, you know, it's kind of a cool experience for me to get an opportunity to compete against him and his program.
If you wanted to get on his bad side, ask him about giving up the first home run ever to Barry Bonds as a big leaguer. Actually, he brought it up the other day, so he can't be getting it because Craig brought it
yeah,
up
he
himself.
Brought it up.
No, I think he's embraced that, actually. I think he's definitely embraced being the guy that gave up the first home run to Bonds.
Well, I'll tell you what, if that's what I was known for, I'd be happy with it because that means I got a chance to play in the big leagues, which I never came anywhere close to. So, you know, that's a cool deal. And like I say, you know, I've followed the Braves my entire life. And, you know, when I saw the matchup and I saw who their head coach were, I was like, you know, this is kind of a cool deal for me. You know, just on that side, just because of how big of a Braves fan I am. So, Excited to meet him. Even more excited to be on the field and compete with him and his team.
And Craig's a super good guy. We're excited to have him back, and obviously we're excited to have you guys here for the first time. Boomer Walker, coach of the Southern Idaho Golden Eagles, joining us. I have one final question to ask you, Boomer. It's about one of the guys on your team, because we always look for names. We see these names that are kind of interesting. You have Ryan Nolan on your team. He's not a pitcher. He's a position player, but it's kind of interesting. You have Hoop, and Nolan Ryan was at San Jack once upon a time, of course, the great Hall of Famer, but you have Ryan Nolan on your team. I imagine he gets a little grief about that. Are the Nolan Ryan fans? Is that why they called him Ryan Nolan? Do you know anything about that?
Well, his dad was actually competed in the JUCO World Series when he played here at CSI. Butch Nolan,
okay,
is his father, and so you know, Ryan, he doesn't get too much grief about it. He's a great kid. He's a local kid here from town, known him his whole life. And you know, there's a strong tie. His dad was a tremendous player here, an all-region performer, and got an opportunity to compete in the World Series. And you know, I think Ryan had little playing time for us, but you know, I think he added a lot because his dad had talked to him about Grand Junction and the experience and this, that, and the other thing over the years. That I know Ryan passed along those stories to a lot of his teammates, and it's just neat to have him in our program, and he's a very special and great kid. So
the big question for me is, how many players on the team have any familiarity with Nolan Ryan to begin with?
Exactly.
That's the thing is some of these people, as I've gotten older, you bring up and they have no idea who they are, which is bizarre to me, but probably a few, but I bet you not everybody even knows who Nolan Ryan is, which is kind of sad.
Well, hopefully you can, Boomer, you can continue the education of your young guys and teach them about some of these guys.
Yes, sir. Well, we get an opportunity to be around them for a few more days, hopefully longer than that, and it's an opportunity for us to be around a great group of kids for a little bit longer, and we'll do a great job of representing our school and our program when we arrive in town on Wednesday, and just can't wait to get going.